With all the bird field guides available today, one would think that there wouldn't be a market for a fifth edition of a field guide whose fourth edition just came out a few years ago. But National Geographic has just issued a fifth edition of their Field Guide to the Birds of North America. I bought a copy just because I'm addicted to field guides, and the new edition is definitely an improvement in many ways. For one thing, it has thumb tabs cut out of the margin to make it easy to find some important groups of birds. It also has enlarged maps and shows over 80 species not covered in previous editions. I don't know if the print run that did my copy was different from others, but the colors in mine are superb, brighter than my previous editions. The book is organized according to the new American Ornithologists Union checklist, which is good if you're trying to keep the new system of bird taxonomy straight, but the new system has made so many changes, putting loons, which used to be first, way into the book, that it's going to take time to get the new system straight. My only fear is that by the time it starts making sense, the AOU will have changed it again, and the sixth edition will be entirely different. The new National Geographic Field Guide has a few disappointments, too. The book is almost a half inch wider than previous editions, making it even harder to squeeze into a pocket. That added bulk must be specifically to accommodate the thumb tabs. They didn't use it to enlarge the pictures, but simply to widen the side margins. I also wonder why they devoted 9 lines of text to a discussion of the controversial 2004 Arkansas ivory-billed woodpecker sightings. It seems a bit too local and specific an issue to be included in such depth in a general field guide, and even makes it appear a bit dated since the newest controversy regarding sightings from the Florida Panhandle that were announced at this year's AOU meeting is not mentioned. Anyway, the two field guides I most strongly recommend are still the National Geographic if you prefer drawings and the Kaufman field guide if you prefer photos. The Kaufman guide comes in a Spanish edition, too. If you're buying a National Geographic, get the new one unless a bookstore is offering a great clearance price on the old fourth edition. Last week, Houghton Mifflin sent me a review copy of Lang Elliott's brand new book, The Songs of Wild Birds. It's a gorgeous book that comes with a CD and includes an essay and recording for 50 species, along with sonograms and full-page photos for each. The songs and essays were chosen by Lang Elliott for purely subjective reasons, and so the book is not encyclopedic or in any way complete, but it's a beautiful overview of bird vocalizations, and Lang Elliott's essays give some wonderful insights into the birds and their sounds. For example, he gives the clearest explanation for the sound production in drumming ruffed grouse I've ever read. He writes, "The thumps are actually little sonic booms created as air suddenly rushes to fill a vacuum made when the wings are thrust outward from the breast." Lang Elliott is my favorite bird recordist, and the sound quality on this CD is simply unsurpassed. It is narrated throughout, so although it's instructive, it's not something you would play in the background at a party. The Songs of Wild Birds would make a lovely gift for someone just starting to study bird sounds, an aficionado who wants every good recording, or anyone who wants a beautiful book of brief essays about bird songs and an enlightening recording to go along with it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.